This is Jaguars Postgame,
presented by Florida Home AC.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Pride of the Jaguars, Fred Taylor, bring you highlights and analysis from today's game. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farah and Farah, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's JP Shadrick.
And welcome in. It's Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final score at the bank. Jaguars 26, Panthers nothing. So it comes down to next week in Nashville. A win for the Jaguars against the Titans next week would secure the AFC South title. Both the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts games have gone final. Both of those teams have won. So all three teams now 9-7 heading into the final weekend. The Jaguars have the tiebreaker. So a win, and the Jaguars secure the title next week. They'll have to go to Nashville to do it. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Finally, four-game skid. It's all over, Fred, and a good complete game today for the Jags.
Yeah, and they did it in pretty good fashion, man. Blowout, shutout fashion without the starting quarterback. The run game was able to see one big glimpse. Still got a long way to go in that department, but you got to at least, tilt your hat to them. But that defense, I think they did an amazing job just overall. Josh Allen with those three big sacks. Trayvon getting some pressure after Bryce Young. And the guys just making plays when they needed to. Red zone offense has to improve if they are going to win next weekend, try and make some noise in the playoffs. But got to be happy with this win today considering what Houston and Indy did. Otherwise, it'd be a different feeling in here right now. So congrats to the guys out there.
Yeah, first of all, the finally should be addressed to you, as finally they recognize you as a Hall of Fame finalist. So congratulations in person.
I thought me and JP were on the same page. I thought you were going to refer to me as finalist Freddie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've got 2 hours.
We talk about the ring to it.
Does. I like that.
Regardless, congrats.
I appreciate it, Mike.
People are going to say, oh, yeah, you dominated this team. They're not very good. They scored 30 last week. The Carolina Panthers put 30 points up last week. Now, you can talk about Green Bay's defense all you want, but the Jaguars' defense, I think, came into this game, Fred, with the mindset that we're not going to allow anything. We don't know what our offense is going to get. We're playing with a backup quarterback. We're down a couple of top receivers. Our offensive line has been shuffled around, and they really didn't let the Panthers even threaten to score for most of this football game, with the exception of that near catch by DJ Chark that was overruled. And I thought the Jags were smart. Just play efficient football, protect the football, and just when you get the opportunities, McManus put it through the uprights, and then they broke it open in the second half.
I think by all means, when you pull out the stats, and I'm sure you guys will go over here somewhere later in the program, Jacksonville's defense, although they pitched a shutout. First down defense was horrible. I'm just going to be honest with you. They were giving up chunks, but the third down defense was the difference maker. The 1-for-13 right here at 8%, that's when they made all of their plays. That's when Josh Allen got active. That's when Trayvon got active, the guys up front. But other than that, I think they also have to put together a better game plan. And regardless of people saying, well, look who you played, it's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody. We see what the Arizona and Philly outcome is. It's just the way it goes, any given Sunday.
They got 124 yards today. So, I mean, no matter what they did first down, it couldn't have been that tremendous, right? I mean, to have that many third downs and fail that many times were for the Jags defense to step up. Either way, it was great. According to New York Times playoff predictor, they've got that thing you can plug in the outcomes of the different games. As of right now, because I think I have every game involving an AFC team in there, the Jags are 72% to make the playoffs. They put them at 52% to win the division. Basically, they win, and they're going to win the division. If they lose, they're not going to win the division. They're at 20% to make a wild card as of right now without knowing what any of the other outcomes that are not final yet. I think the Bengals losing would be the biggest one that could help us this afternoon.
Because that's the tiebreaker because the Bengals beat the Jags.
That would bump them about 5-6 points up to about 78% likelihood to make the postseason. If Kansas City wins, it would knock them down about 8 or 9, 10 points if the Bengals are to win that one. So
let's go down the hallway.
And
Bucky Brooks joining us now with Jaguars safety Rayshon Jenkins, part of a defense that pitched a shutout. We'll get to that in just a moment. as Bucky's standing by outside the Jaguars locker room. Hey, you know, Fred, this Jags defense, you know, there's been a lot of heat on it, right? I mean, can they slow down the run? They had done that a lot this year. You know, can they get takeaways? They had done that a lot this year. Today, though, they do pitch a shutout. 26-0 the final. Rayshon Jenkins, Jaguars safety with Bucky Brooks right now.
Rayshon, what went to you guys playing so well today against the Panthers?
I would say it just started in practice. We had a great week of practice. Everything was just laser focused this week, and we just had a mindset that, you know, we had to get back on track.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and finalist Fred Taylor from the Hyundai Studios at Everbank Stadium after a Jaguars win 26-0 over the Carolina Panthers. What'd you like from the head coach there, Fred?
No, he talked about they played smart. Yep, they did that. They played tough. They did that. They protected the football. No turnovers. They created better opportunities for themselves. Just a disciplined game for them all around. You know, they went out there understanding the circumstances, understanding they were without their starting quarterback, and they were still able to get the job done, keep their hopes alive. Now they got a big task in front of them, you know, going up to Tennessee. Some things will be unknown, you know, but what's known is it's going to be the same team that showed up today, going to have to go and try and chase that same result. And without it, they'll probably be home. Who knows? But all things considered, they are the Jaguars. They got to be themselves. Go get a W.
I like the fact that he got to the podium quick. You know, and all kidding aside, like internally we always kind of gauge by when Doug Peterson starts to talk to the media how much he's got to deal with the football team in the locker room, right? And he was out there so quick today. Because, I mean, what is there to say? He had one penalty. You didn't turn it over. You ran the ball pretty successfully. I mean, particularly ETN. Beathard protected the football. Your defensive pass rush was dominant today. I mean, checked every box that you needed to get through this game, Fred. And there's probably just a great sense of relief in that locker room. I'm sure you've been on teams that you just can't get out of your way for a few weeks in a row, you know. So, to me, just the fact that Doug probably went in there and was like, look, this is where we should have been, you know, at least two of the last 4 weeks or whatever the case. And just kind of harping on how they practice this week, because we've heard a lot about that in recent weeks, that they've had bad practices. And you know, Trevor Lawrence saying they looked like a team that didn't practice a couple of games ago. I think they realize now that they almost let it slip away. They still could. They still got to finish the job. But I think that sense of urgency has been restored for this football team, and they understand that it's all right there in their hands. Just go win a football game, just like last year against Tennessee in the final week of the season, and then get a home playoff game. Start there.
Correct. You know, I believe there's no one in the locker room worried about who the opponent they just got a victory over. After a four-game slide, you want to win, try and right the ship, and get yourself back on track. You know, they won five in a row to get themselves into the playoffs last year. Today is the start of that five in a row, and hopefully they can finish in Vegas. I know I kind of jumped way, way ahead, but sometimes you got to have that mindset. It does start with the Titans, a team that's been a thorn in our side, trying to avoid that next week. So the guys got to go back, play sound, mistake-free, very disciplined, high-level football again as they did today. Because I think if they have faltered any in that department with mistakes, turnovers, they don't win this game. But they handled that business, and they got the W.
Plenty ahead. We'll come back with a defensive play of the game and much more after a Jaguars win over the Carolina Panthers. 26-0 the final. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC continues. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor from the Hyundai Studios at the bank after a Jaguars win 26-0 over the Carolina Panthers. Time now for the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game, and we're going to give it to three different plays. I don't know if we can do that, but I just changed the rules. I don't know if there are no rules, so I just changed it. Josh Allen's three sacks. He had two in the first half. The first one tied the Jaguars single-season sack record at 14.5. He had another one to the next possession to have the record by himself, 15.5, and then later in the game, third quarter, added his third sack of the game. And now his third career three-sack game. And, you know, going into the day, T.J. Watt led the NFL with 17 sacks, and now Josh Allen has 16 and a half for the season, just on his tail and not including any of the stats today. So 16 and a half for Josh Allen. There you have it. That's the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game. Let the pros tackle the pest in your home by going to kingfishpest.com. That's kingfishpest.com. And, Fred, three-sack day again from Josh Allen. This is – you got to take advantage of these matchups and the opportunities to do that, and the numbers just don't lie.
No, they don't lie. He's going to need those same three sacks to carry all that money he's going to get in the offseason. My goodness. He is really turned up this year, man, and just a leader on that defense. All the guys look up to him. You know, he's one of those guys that provides a spark for everybody else around him. And he wants them to meet the challenge each and every week. So, man, he really, really is playing lights out this year.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things you want to get done this offseason, but I don't think there's a bigger priority than making sure Josh Allen remains in a Jaguar uniform. I mean, even people say, oh, what about Trevor Lawrence's extension? Well, just because he's eligible for one after his third year, I mean, you could do it the following year if you wanted to. I mean, he's not going anywhere. Josh, you can't have Josh Allen fully realize his potential as a top 10 pick like he has this year and then let that walk out the door, as much as they've been seeking pass rush in recent years.
No, you can't lose him. I don't know what they
do. There's zero chance. Yeah. I mean, they'll franchise tag him if they have to.
Yeah, you can't lose him. You have to do all those things. Look what Cincy did with Joe Burrow. You know, they kind of pushed that all the way through and kind of, you know, finally eventually got his deal done. But they'll take care of Trevor when the time is right.
Oh, of course.
You know, I'm pretty sure that'll happen. But when you look at a guy who's leading your defense, you know, each and every week he's doing something spectacular, whether it's landing sacks or simply, you know, creating pressure to have those opposing quarterbacks move around. How many multi-sack games is this year for him? Three, maybe?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, something like that. Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, he's a guy you got to have out there, man. He's just gotten better and better as he's continued to, you know, go in his career.
I've got the, he had a three-sack game week one, a three-sack game week four, a two-sack game week eight, two and a half week 12, and
wow,
and now this, a sack and a half in week 13. So, yeah, he's been putting up some numbers, some big spurts, let's put it that way, like some big games for him that have added up, and certainly this one qualifies, three sacks. Also in this game today, Trayvon Walker. What did you think on the other side for Trayvon?
Trayvon's playing steady. He's doing what Trayvon does, you know, being Mr. Consistent, being really great in the run game, and then he falls – not that he falls into a sack. I don't want to make it sound as if he's not out there playing high motor, high effort. He's doing those things that needs to get done. I believe he saw Aiden Hutchinson last night really have a pretty good game versus the Cowboys. So he went out and matched the intensity and did enough to get, you know, his team a victory.
You're right. Aiden Hutchinson is your candidate for NFC Defensive Player of the Week after that game last night. Josh Allen went in the AFC, though. I mean, there may be some performers out there we're just not aware of, you know, if somebody had two pick sixes or something. But in a game that you had to win coming up that big, he certainly is deserving of it.
Josh Allen, six tackles, three sacks, four quarterback hits in the game. Trayvon Walker, six tackles, two sacks. And that's a pretty good duo in this Jaguars shutout win, 26-0 over the Carolina Panthers. Back with the final stats and much more ahead. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. And the Jaguars dominated Carolina in all aspects today. Total yardage, 317 to 124. Rushing yardage, 155 to 57. Passing net yardage, 162 to 67, all in favor of Jacksonville. Third downs, Fred, you mentioned it earlier, Carolina only 1 of 13 on third down in this game. The Jaguars were 7 of 16. The Jags had 16 first downs to the Panthers, 7. And penalties, 3 for 24 against Carolina, only 1 for 15 yards on a horse collar tackle. And that was it for the Jaguars. One turnover, the Carolina interception. Antonio Johnson got another one. And time of possession, 33 minutes and change. Mike, how about some individuals?
C.J. Beathard, 17 of 24, 178 yards. Didn't throw a touchdown, but did not throw a pick or fumble it either. No turnovers, at least. 92 quarterback rating, a passer rating. I should say, was sacked three times. Bryce Young on the other side, 19-32, only for 112 yards, averaged 3.5 per attempt, which is not good. Had the one interception, was sacked six times. We'll get to those coming up. But Travis Etienne, 16 carries for 102 yards and a pair of scores, so he averaged 6.4 on the ground. Tank Bigsby chipping in 10 for 32. Chuba Hubbard, 11 for 45 on the other side. Evan Engram, the leading receiver for either team, six catches for 60 yards. Jamal Agnew had the 48-yard grab, two for 53 overall, then left with that ankle injury. Calvin Ridley, 4 for 39. Adam Thielen led the way, 6 for 38 for the Carolina Panthers today. Defensively, well, we've talked a lot about Josh Allen. Three sacks, part of six total tackles, five of those solos. Had another quarterback hit on top of that for a total of four. You had Trayvon Walker getting a pair of sacks today as well among his six tackles. Roy Robertson-Harris getting Young on the ground as well. So, and Antonio Johnson was the one with the interception today. So those are your key stats for your Jags and Panthers.
There you have it. Final stats are in. That leads us into the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. You know what, Fred? Happy New Year. Why don't you start us off?
All right, Mike. I mean, geez, JP. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, man. Mr. Record Setter, Record Breaker. Just, what, three sacks, three QB hits, three tackles for loss resulted in a loss of 21 yards by Carolina, six total tackles, defensive leader, all that other stuff we talked about. So, and then the defense pitched the shutout. He was a big reason why. So he gets my vote.
Mike?
Yeah, same, obviously. Even if he didn't set a record today for the single season, I mean, his performance was the most outstanding on the field. Anytime you pitch a shutout, needs to come from the defensive side. He was the guy that led the way the entire day.
We'll go ahead and make it unanimous on Josh Allen. I do want to give some credit to Travis Etienne Jr., though. 62-yard run, 102 total on the day, 16 carries, two touchdowns. That's usually a pretty good day in terms of player of the game voting, but when you have a three-sack day, that kind of trumps it, and a shutout, too.
Yeah, so. And honorable mention to Evan Engram, just because he crossed 100 receptions for a tight end, which is crazy to me.
So he's only 12 away from tying the league record for tight ends in a single season. 116 is the record, and the Jaguars' record is 116 from Jimmy Smith.
Wow.
So, yeah, and if we're giving out honorable mentions, C.J. Beathard needs one, too.
Yeah.
Just can we do that, JP? He's coming in and protecting the football.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, you make the rules. Can we do that,
JP? We can do that. I think we just did that.
All right.
That just happened.
So Evan needs 12 more?
12 more catches, because he had two to get to 100 a day. He had four more after that, so six total. So he's at 104. The record's 116. Zach Ertz in 2018 for Philly had 116.
That's a lot of checkdowns next week.
So yeah
right. I'm going to say he doesn't get that one.
That would be a tough one.
Yeah, we don't want him to get that one. We prefer to, you know, run the ball and –
explosives.
Right. A little balance next week.
Josh Allen, though, is today's Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. Six tackles, three sacks, and now the franchise single season record with 16 and a half and counting. We'll see what happens next week in Nashville. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, look no further than Ford F-150. Loaded with impressive capabilities and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between, this truck makes tough look easy. Your local Ford dealer, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Baptist Health Injury Report when we return. It's Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars Post Game presented by Florida Home AC continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor from the Hyundai Studios. The Injury Report presented by Baptist Health and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider of the Jags. Jamal Agnew, punt returner, kick returner, and wide receiver with an ankle injury late in the second quarter, was ruled out of the game. We'll see that. That was on the long catch and run. Just kind of twisted up there, and we'll see his status moving ahead. The number one priority, though, this week is the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, AC joint sprain. We'll see what happens in the practice reports each day this week and if he can get back out there and face the Titans this Sunday, or we don't even know if it's Saturday or Sunday yet. They haven't announced the date. They'll do that a little later tonight. But, hey, a win and the Jaguars are in. So, Trevor Lawrence, let's see if he's ready to roll, Fred.
Yeah, they're facing a team that's 5-11 that's having some QB issues with Levis, you know, on the injury report again, I believe. And the old quarterback,
Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill. Yeah, someone who's tricky, but he's a veteran. He's been out there. Again, Jacksonville will handle their business, do whatever they got to do this week in the training room to get healthy, watch tape religiously to make sure they ensure a mistake-free, sound-free type game. And that was a bad call.
What's
I think that horse collar, it shouldn't even been a penalty. So they played an outstanding, disciplined game today, and they're going to need that type of effort again next week in Nashville.
Yeah, Tennessee's going to – this is their season. They're going to try to do the exact same thing the Jags did last year, with the difference being they don't get to claim the division title if they win, but they're certainly going to want to send the Jags home without the division title as well. But, I mean, just anemic on offense today. And, honestly, I'd rather face Will Levis. It's a shame he got hurt, and hopefully he'll be able to start next week. I mean, other than his debut where he threw four touchdowns, he really hasn't been that good this year. I'd be – more concerned with Tannehill putting together, you know, a game plan as a veteran that kind of just makes some key third down conversions, things like that. But, look, it's all out there for you, and I just like what we're hearing out of these players now. I think the burden is off them. The losing streak is over with, and they've got no excuses. They know what they have to do. Just go win a football game, and you're back-to-back division champs for the first time in this franchise since the 90s.
Mm. That would be good.
That would be really good. That is the injury report presented by Baptist Health. We'll come back with our final thoughts after a Jags win 26-0 over the Carolina Panthers. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final score 26-0. Jags over the Panthers. And the 50-50 raffle is presented by the Duval Motor Company, and somebody will be very happy on this New Year's Eve. Total jackpot tonight, $34,129. The prize, $17,065. The winning number, 580-422-0323. Good luck, and Happy New Year to whoever won that tonight. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, final moments here, and Fred... Yes, we mentioned it earlier, but yet again, congratulations on getting to the next round, the finalist round, the top 15 for the modern era candidates in the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. And now the next step is to get you in that room and talked about. I know you're excited about all that coming up.
Yeah, I am. I think the fans are probably more excited than I've been or shown. But I understand it's a collective effort for everyone, and the things I've been hearing from, you know, the people inside this building, the media people, you guys, others in other media markets that are willing to get behind, this effort to try and push me through, man. I'm extremely appreciative, but it also goes to show you what comes back if you treat people certain types of ways. Now, I believe you can be a Hall of Famer on the field, but how you display yourself with others naturally, organically, none of that fake stuff, but just being yourself, always being willing to show love. People will go to bat for you and fight for you. So, again, man, I'm thankful. Step closer, see what you guys can uncover to make me look pretty in front of the selectors, man, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to add. You're obviously deserving. You've been deserving, though, since your career ended. So, hopefully it won't be like, it was with Tony, where it took him a few tries to get to that level. I mean, you're there now. You're deserving of it. There are no other running backs on the ballot, so let's go.
Next, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. Next week, we don't know the time or the date yet. The league will announce that later today. Saturday or Sunday, whatever time it is, the Jaguars will face the Titans in Nashville for the season finale, and a win would secure the division title for the Jaguars. It's as clear-cut as that, Fred.
Yep.
Let's not worry about all the rest right now.
No, you can't worry about that. What they got to worry about is just going out of playing sound and discipline, especially on defense. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at the offense, but the defense has to be ready for the gadget plays, the trickery. Coach Vrabel, Mike, he's a guy who's aggressive, and now he's at a point where, I mean, win or lose, nothing, you know, it have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, either way. So I think they're going to try a whole lot of different stuff, some stuff we haven't seen, stuff that they've practiced throughout the course of the year. This is the best week to pull it all out. And on the flip side, from a defensive standpoint, I think they're just going to blitz the quarterback. They're just going to try a way to disrupt, create turnover opportunities, and give themselves good field position. So they got to be ready for everything. The Jags do.
Yeah.
We're going to send 53 pamphlets to visit Cancun to the locker room this week.
Ah.
See if that can get them. Maybe let that mind drift a little bit for the Titans. Right?
That would be nice.
Come on now.
That would be nice. Love or that. You can just send 53 rolls of toilet tissue. I'm out of here.
All right, friend.
Happy
New Year. Good night. Happy New Year.
Favor, ladies and gentlemen, or will be one day.
That's Pride of the Jaguars running back, Fred Taylor. That's Mike Dempsey. I'm JP Shadrick. For those that are on flagship station 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Bucky Brooks joining us. We'll get your calls as well. After a Jaguars win 26-0 over the Carolina Panthers, that's the final score in Week 17 on the Jaguars Radio Network.